We're joined now by Rhonda Eggleston, and you may remember her as a member of our voters panel, people we turned to during the primary season to see how they were planning to vote. Rhonda is a Republican. She voted for Mike Huckabee, and the last time we spoke, it was last March, she told me she really didn't like John McCain, didn't trust him, but would vote for him in November. Rhonda, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi.
Well, it's September now. In the last 5 months, have you warmed to McCain?
I have. I've done a lot of research online and have learned to appreciate he's a very private person in his personal life. I've read some articles about him and read some of the things that some of the prisoners of war that he was in the prisoner of war camp in Vietnam, read some of the things that they had to say about him. So I have warmed to him. I appreciate his standing by what he believes, but also I still don't agree with everything that he's voted on, ways that he's voted in the Senate, but I do appreciate him as a person. So I am feeling a little bit more comfortable with him, that he does stand on his principles, and I do like that about him.
Now, what do you think about his running mate, Sarah Palin?
I'm kind of excited about it. I have had to do some scrambling to do a little research on her as well the last couple of days since he's announced her. I like her. I like that she stands by what she believes also. I think that's what makes them a good pair. Also, she has executive experience as far as being the governor of Alaska, and then even though it was a small town, maybe that's a little bit even more of a being in a smaller community like that. Everyone knows you, and you really have to stand on your principles there as well. So I think so far I like how she's handled herself in some very trying times the last couple of days, and I'm really excited to hear her tonight to see what she has to say.
Do you trust her in terms of having the experience, the ability to take over should something happen to John McCain if he's elected?
I think I need to hear her speak. I've never heard her speak before. The only thing I could find online was something that she did back in the 80s as a sports broadcaster. But I want to hear what she has to say tonight. I do like that she did stand on principles as far as dealing with some of the oil issues in Alaska. So I think so, but I want to hear what she has to say, do a little bit more research into her as far as how she stood on different issues. I really admire how she's handled herself, how it's been handled the last couple of days with her daughter, and I admire that in her, and so I'm excited to get to know about her a little bit more.
Well, her daughter, you mentioned her daughter, Bristol, 17-year-old, who is pregnant. What did you think when you heard that news?
I think as far as any parent, boy, what a situation. That's not what your hopes and dreams are for your daughter, but I really like how she stood by her daughter. I like that she is not being a hypocrite in her beliefs as far as abortion and the things that she's standing on her principles. That's one of the things I've really liked about her. I like that she's a mom. She seems to be a good mom, and I like her. I like how she's presented herself in this way. So I think that's where my business is, what goes on in their family. I wish the press would give her and her family a little more privacy. I feel very sorry for those kids. But as far as how she's handled herself as someone that the Republican Party would like me to vote for, I like how it's been handled so far.
Rhonda Eggleston speaking to us from Stuttgart, Germany, where her husband is based. He's in the Army there. Rhonda, thank you.
It was nice speaking to you again.